Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And you can send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Just SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Also, I want to encourage you to follow me because in following me, you might win something. I'm giving away books, CDs, tickets, all kinds of stuff. So please take a moment to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter and Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. And, you know, find out what's going on. If you email me, you can get on the email list and find out some updates maybe before everybody else. And if you're listening today and you want to ask a question, you can call in. 646-929-0368 is the call-in number. Again, 646-929-0368 is the call-in number. I want to let you know that today we're going to be talking about a serious issue, breast cancer. Do you know that this is affecting so many women, and unfortunately they're not finding out until too late? Things such as doing monthly breast self-exams are very important. Your weight can be a risk factor. Your age can be a risk factor. But also younger women are getting breast cancer. So don't think because, you know, maybe I'm 25, I can't get breast cancer. It does happen. Your family history affects whether you're going to get breast cancer. So it's so many different things. And I'm going to have two wonderful women on the show this morning. I believe they're on the air now talking about what they're doing to help women get mammograms. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Anita.
How are you?
Hi.
This is Anita.
I'm good. Okay, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Carrie is also here with me.
Oh, okay, good morning, Carrie.
Morning.
So I have you guys on this morning because, sorry, go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming on again. This is not the first time you've been on, and today we're going to be talking about Your Praise is the Cure. Talk to the audience a little bit about your organization and how you started Praise is the Cure.
Okay, well, we have a nonprofit organization, Georgie Thorne Development Center, which is really named after my father in memory of him. But one of our programs, one of our key programs that we're very passionate about is Praise is the Cure. And our vision for Praise is the Cure is that, you know, there will be more survivors and less victims. And our mission is to motivate, educate, and encourage African-American women to get their breast health screenings and treatment. Because like you say, women are dying at this from this disease, and it really unnecessarily. And unfortunately, African-American women, even though we have lower instances, lower occurrences of breast cancer, we're dying at greater rates than any other ethnic group. And it's largely because of what you already said. We don't get our screenings when we usually get them. It's usually too late or it's in a late stage. So there's lots of reasons or lots of things that we need to be doing to really help save a life, and that's why we started Praise is the Cure. Both Carrie and I, Carrie's my daughter, are breast cancer survivors. So we're very, very passionate about this initiative, about this movement, as we call it, to really help, you know, African-American women get the information they need, get the help they need so that, you know, we don't have to dying at the rates that we're dying.
Well, definitely, as you mentioned about African-American women, not maybe as many, but when they find out dying because they're already in a late stage. Let me tell you, I've had a mammogram, okay? I've had a baseline mammogram, and it's a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. It's, you know, there's a myth that, oh, my God, I'm going. I mean, I'm sure depending on the size of your breast, it may be a little uncomfortable, but you know what? I'd rather have uncomfortable than death. You know, that's the difference. So if you're sitting up in your house saying, well, you know, I'm not going to go get that thing because they're going to do this, and that's all, just forget it. You're either going to take care of yourself or you're not. And a little uncomfort for not even 15 minutes maybe, 15, 20 minutes, you're there and then it's done. So I really would encourage. Now, at the event, tell us about some of the things you're going to be doing at the event in October. Actually, you have something going on September is a kickoff week, September 25th.
Yeah, actually, we have a week-long of activities. It's our sixth annual Praise is the Cure Week of Hope, Health, and Healing. And we actually start on September 24th, and we go through October 1st. And on the 24th of September, which is a Saturday, we have our kickoff, which is a gala. And at our gala, we honor what we call champions in the fight against breast cancer. And we primarily target men. So that's going to be a great event. And then on Sunday, which is really one of our main events, we call it Praise Sunday. And on Praise Sunday, we have approximately 100 churches throughout the Philadelphia area who will host Praise Sunday. And what happens there is that these churches, we will provide them with literature to give out to their congregation that day. We also will send a speaker to talk to the congregation about breast health. We also recognize patients and survivors. We celebrate life that day as well. So we'll reach about 30,000 people that day.
That's wonderful.
About breast health in our community. And then throughout the week, during the course of the week, we will have a couple, we call them children's festivals. We call it the Maddie Movement. And it's really for children and their families. It's an initiative that we developed to really help families learn how to talk to their children about difficult situations. And for Maddie, which is my granddaughter, that's why we named it the Maddie Movement, it's her issue was breast cancer. Her grandmother and her mother both were stricken with breast cancer. And, you know, we couldn't find any material out there to talk to young children about breast health. So, and what their mothers were going through. So my daughter wrote a book called My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She's Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're going to
Let me just tell the audience that one of the other issues is in health insurance and the concern that I don't have health insurance, mammograms, any imaging screening is very expensive. I'm putting a link in the chat room, but I also posted on Twitter and Facebook for free screenings. You can find free screenings in your state, the CDC for cervical cancer and breast cancer. So I put the link in the chat room, but I also put it on Twitter, and you can just search. It's very easy by your state and look for places around the area that give free breast and cervical cancer early detection program. That's what it's called, the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. So I want to encourage you. I don't have insurance. I'm not working. I lost my job, so on and so forth. That's no excuse anymore. You can find some place in your area. And if you can't, email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I will try to help you find the place. Trust me, I will try to help you because I want you to continue to live as Anita and Carrie have and go on to greatness. So now how does somebody buy a ticket or do they need a ticket? Can they just walk into the event? What's the procedure for attending an event?
Well, let me just say this. Our main event, which is on Saturday, October 1st, we will be providing, you know, mammograms and other screenings. So if you can't get a screening or you can't get signed up somewhere, feel free to call us and we will schedule you for a screening. If you're uninsured,
what's your phone number for them to call?
215-635-1025.
And if they want to go to the website, it's getdc.org. Again, G-E-T-D as in David, C as in cat, .org, so you can find out more information there. Carrie, Anita, you were going to say something? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just want to say that day is really a day full of activities. There's a men's event called Real Men Wear Pink, and they're going to talk about men's issues and caregiving. We have a pampering party for patients and survivors. Just call and register. It's a community health fair, so there's going to be something for everybody, and we're going to close out the day with a gospel concert featuring Hezekiah Walker and the Brockington Ensemble, and all of the activities during the whole week are free, so there's no cost.
And the address they're going to be located, what's the address?
The main event on Saturday is at 6401 Ogons Avenue in Philadelphia, at 6401 Ogons Avenue at the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ, their campus. So come on out. And if you want to join a church, visit a church on Praise Sunday, you can go to our website and see which churches are going to be hosting to get literature. So, and everything is free to the public, so we encourage you to check out the website, call us, get all the information, and come out and take advantage of some of these things that are going on.
Let me just tell the audience, some of the symptoms of possibly of having breast cancer are finding a lump in your breast or under your arm, irritation or dimpling of the breast skin, nipple discharge, pain in the area of the breast. These are some symptoms that you might have. But again, trying to do your monthly breast self-exam is really important. Some people, you know, you forget. You know what, put it on your phone. I have to do it. I have to put a reminder on my cell phone because, to be honest, I won't remember because nothing's going on. So I'm not like, oh, my God, let me, you know, check my breast every month. But, you know, you could put a reminder on your phone. We got reminders for everything else. You know, I got to go meet Johnny here, or I got to go to my aerobics class, or I got to go talk to someone. Put a reminder on your phone every month to do your breast self-exam. You know, then that way, you know, it'll help you out because we have so much stuff going on in our lives, but your health, I've been saying this recently, your health is a full-time job, but it's a full-time job with benefits. And the benefits are that you get to live longer. So just put a little reminder on your cell phone and it will help you remember. Also, let me just mention the website again. GetDC.org is the website. If you want to call them, find out about tickets, volunteering, 215-635-1025 is the number. This is a free community event. I really like that you have the men highlighted, Anita and Carrie. That's wonderful to get the men because if you're a man, you probably know someone who might have gone through breast cancer, or you might know someone but not realize they went through something. So I think getting the men involved on how to support and educate other men and other women is great. Why did you start that? What gave you the idea to really focus and have a whole thing for men?
Well, what we were realizing is that, like you say, a lot of men have mothers, aunts, sisters, wives, significant others, colleagues that have gone through breast cancer, and they really don't know how to approach women, what to say, what to do, you know, about their significant others or, you know, colleagues, family or friends, you know, that are going through this disease. And the first year that we attempted to do this, we had over 100 men who wanted to come out and just really find out, well, what do I do? What do I say? You know, what information do I need to know about breast cancer? So we know that we were actually meeting a need because so many men have responded and come out every year, you know, to be a part of this barbershop kind of talk, men only. So it's men talking to men about this, you know, very, very sensitive issue because everybody's been affected by this. Everybody, not just the women that are going through it, but their family, their friends, their children, everybody's affected by breast cancer. So we're just trying to make it easier for the family to deal and to cope with this issue and really just to help save a life. That's what we're all about.
So what gives you the strength to keep going? I mean, you both are survivors. What keeps you going? Is it the praise? Is it the prayer? Is that your foundation?
Well, what keeps us going is, you know, is our faith. We know, you know, like what gets you through it, and we know in our community that our faith is very important in helping us to get through any difficult situation. So, you know, our faith and, you know, with respect, that's what got me through it, that's what got my daughter through it, along with a lot of support from our family and friends is what gets you through it. And just getting the information out there, I didn't know anything about breast cancer when I was diagnosed 12 years ago. I didn't know anybody who had it. You know, so one of the things that we know is that our community, we just don't have the information. In addition to the fact when we do get the information, we don't do anything about it. So, you know, we figure what can we do to help? The best thing we can do is to help get information out there and provide a support system, you know, for women, family, and friends with this disease.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of myths about the treatment for breast cancer, and if you go in for surgery, then you're going to die, it's going to spread. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about some of the different treatments that are out there and try to dispel some of the myths?
This is Carrie Joy. Some of the different treatments that women might have, they can just simply have maybe a lumpectomy where they might have the lump removed. Some women have a mastectomy where they actually have the total breast removed. Some women go through chemotherapy, which is a drug that you take to kind of get rid of the cancer. And then there's radiation treatment. So it really depends. It seems like there's so many different types of cancers. There's so many different types of treatments. But the main thing is that if you catch the cancer early, the degree of the treatment that you will have to have will really be minimal.
one of the things in doing preventing is exercising and keeping your weight within a certain range and eating right. You know, blueberries are wonderful antioxidants. All kinds of different colors in your diet are very important. When you're eating fruit, you know, there's red fruit, there's green fruit. All these different colors give different types of vitamins and nutrients. So having a colorful diet is a very, very important. But keeping your weight down and things like that. And again, if you need a reminder, like have I eaten a blue fruit this week? You know, put it on your phone. I mean, most people have cell phones nowadays, and most cell phones have reminders. I would definitely encourage you put that monthly reminder to do your monthly breast screening for yourself. And if you're a man, not to be a nag, but you can talk to your wife or your sister. Hey, did you do it? It might sound kind of odd, but you know what? You might save her life because you might find something early enough to help, you know, save her, and as opposed to waiting too long and then they can't do anything about it, or she's just going through a lot of unnecessary treatments in a sense that the end result, she might die. So definitely as a man, you know, reach out to your sisters, your friends, your wife, aunt, niece, whoever, you know. I like the children's book also. Talk to me about the children's book, Carrie, that you wrote.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 33. My daughter was only 2 at the time. And as my mother had previously said, there was really nothing out there that I could read to her that also showed images of her that would explain to her in a non-scary way what was getting ready to happen to her mother. And it just so happened that at my daughter's daycare, there were 2 other young mothers right after me that were diagnosed with breast cancer. And I just really found that there was a need. I was fortunate enough because my mother had breast cancer before me. I was kind of familiar with the process and the treatment plans. But these 2 women that were being diagnosed after me, they didn't know anything. They didn't know anyone that had it. And so they looked for me. They asked me a lot of questions. They had a lot of concerns. And I just felt that the book would help alleviate some of these concerns for some of these younger parents. But as I started going out there and started doing interviews for the book, a lot of people started to ask me, well, is this event just for children that have been affected by breast cancer? And I started to realize that all children are going through something and that we all need something, some level of inspiration and encouragement. And that's really what I use the book for now. It's not for children.
Yeah.
No,
I'm saying as a child and your parent is going through something difficult, you know, I'm a parent, and so you try to hide things a little bit from your kids in a sense. You want to be strong, you know, if it's a money problem, it's a health problem, or it's a family. You try to be strong. You don't want to get them in the midst. But when you're going through something like breast cancer or MS or lupus or something, you can't hide. You have to share. So the book is a wonderful a tool, I think. Now, where can people purchase, or can they get the book still?
Yeah, you can. You can absolutely get the book from either Amazon.com, or you can actually order the book from the website, MyMommyHasBreastCancer.com.
Excellent, excellent. And also, let me just mention again, the event is a week-long event. It's starting September 25th and going through October 1st. October 1st is your benefit gospel concert with Hezekiah Walker and the Brockington Ensemble. You have screenings there. You're having items like a group for men. The call number to find out about tickets, 215-635-1025. Again, 215-635-1025. You can also go to their website, getdc.org. This is a nonprofit, so if you have a couple dollars, $10, $20, $100, please donate to them to help them continue this wonderful work, providing free, F-R-E-E, screenings for women, and also a wonderful environment for men to just chat, like you said, a barbershop type of environment is wonderful. So please take a moment. If you can't go, you're across the country, donate to them. Nonprofits all across the country need as much help as they can get. So Carrie and Anita, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Do you have any closing comments you want to share with the audience?
We do. We really do. We still are looking for volunteers. We need a ton of volunteers in order to make this week successful. And our first main volunteer meeting will be July 7th. I think it's at 6 p.m. And if anybody's interested in coming out and volunteering, please give us a call again at 215-635-1025, because together we can all save lives.
Thank you so much, Anita and Carrie, for coming on. You guys have a wonderful Saturday and a great event.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. That was Carrie and Anita Connor talking about praise is the cure. I definitely think faith helps us get through a lot of difficult times in life, job loss, divorce, health issues. And it doesn't matter, I think, if, you know, you're Muslim or Christian or, you know, whatever. I was raised as a Buddhist, so sometimes I chant. Sometimes I meditate. Sometimes I write in a journal. Different ways to help me deal with stress. Whatever your way is, it just having that to go back to at times of stress, I think, is wonderful and comforting. I want to encourage you to email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. It's @JoyKeys on Twitter. And become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, tune in next Saturday to the show, 11 a.m. to 12. I got two wonderful guests. In the morning, Judy Richardson, activist, talking about Hands on the Freedom Plow, a book she wrote with other women dealing with civil rights and their experience in SNCC. And then after that, singer Avery Sunshine. And I'll be giving away some of her CDs. So you definitely want to follow and become a fan. But listen now to an awesome, extraordinary, just pure talent, Justin Garner, his song Paper Heart.
Did you know that I counted the days ever since you left and walked away?